This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. And now it's time for your stories. This is San Francisco StoryCorps. The Mission District is famous for its vibrantly colored murals, and some of its oldest murals can be found in Balmy Alley. Mia Gonzalez started the mural project in the early 70s when the alley was a rundown little street that connected 24th Street with nearby Presida Park. She wanted to make the alley safer for the kids who were walking through on their way to the park. What she didn't expect was that it would launch a new wave of women muralists working in a strong Chicana tradition. Gonzalez sat down in the StoryCorps booth with art archivist Linda Wilson.
I remember in Balmy Alley, when we started the Balmy Alley Mural Project in 1971, I think it was, and the houses, they were so dilapidated. I mean, they were just falling apart. That's why we did it. The fences were falling, but so we decided to make that sort of a safe haven for the kids to come back and forth over. I wrote up a letter to go to all the houses around on 24th Street, which were very few, the houses within Balmy Alley on both sides, and then on Shotwell. And we asked to see if it was okay to paint their fences. They thought it was a gimmick. We said, no, it wasn't. And then, oddly enough, we were so naive. We had no idea that many of those people were not homeowners themselves, and any homeowner that was there lived outside of San Francisco. Yeah. And then there were families that were living in multiple units that were afraid then, this is the early 70s, that we were part of the migra. So I said, no, we just want to know about the landlord and, you know, get permission to paint the fence. So that's how we did it.
Well, Balmy Alley is internationally known now of a major mural project on a street, and it was a place where it really sort of united young artists at the time, because we were all young at that time, to paint, to do murals, and it was an opportunity where the women were actually given a format of expression. Because the muralist movement, I would say, probably began in the early 70s, and it was predominantly male-oriented. And they kind of kept it as a tight under their hands. And then when the women...
Right.
So when the Balmy Alley began, it was a good place for the women to start to come out.
There's only one mural from that original group that still exists. Mm-hmm. And that's with Irene Perez on the very last double doors with two little, like, children, elves or something, mm-hmm. playing a flute. Mm-hmm. And that's the last of that original mural project.